Good morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be standing in front of you today. And it's a pleasure to have our Wednesday chapels as we come together to worship and to listen to God's word.
是一个非常有荣幸，非常高兴的事情。
I'm sure that you're surprised why it's not President Hao who is standing before you.
你们可能有点奇怪，为什么刘院长不在这边？
But pray for us. Some of us are having colds.
请为我们祷告，我们中间有一些人现在在生病，在感冒。
Together with Teacher Linda, both of us are not doing well as well.
其实今天我们两位身体也不是最佳状况。
So pray for us and pray that the word of God shall be clear to us this morning.
所以为我们祷告，希望神的话语继续是那么的坚强。Let's
come to the Lord in prayer once again.
请我们来主面前祷告。Father,
we ask for your blessing today.
天父，感谢你，求你祝福我们。We
ask for your guidance as we listen to the word.
当我们听你的话语，求你带领我们。Pray
that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you.
愿我口中的话语，心中的意念。
In Christ's name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告, Amen.
You know, we seldom sit together to eat and talk.
有的时候我们很少有机会一起坐下来一边吃一边谈。
Many times when we sit together, it's not a meal that we are dependent on the Lord.
一般来讲，我们就是坐下来吃。But
in our generation today, it is unimaginable that you and I can go hungry in any day at all.
我们现在其实很难想象我们会饥饿。
What I'm saying is that you and I will never be found hungry at any time.
就是说我们现在其实 很难会有机会我们会真的肚子饿,
没有东西吃。 In our time and in our generation today, there is so much food.
在我们这个世代里面，周围有很多好吃的。
In fact, there is so much food that there is over enough food for all of us.
其实有这么多食物，我们每一个人都够吃。
I'm sure that many of us are familiar with restaurants in the Philippines where they offer unlimited rice.
大家可能都知道，菲律宾有些餐馆里面你可以无限量的吃饭。And
if there's unlimited rice, then as much as possible, we fill up our plates with rice.
那到饭没有限量的时候，往往我们的那个盘子上面就添了很多很多的饭。And
we eat as much as we can.
我们就拼命的吃。There
was a time I was with my son eating at Mang Inasal. I'm sure the Chinese students where that is.
有一次我跟我儿子在一个餐馆里面吃饭。
So while we were having dinner, yes, we did fill up our plates with rice.
我们在吃晚饭，所以我们的盘子上的确是加满了饭。
But we always have enough.
然后我们有足够的饭吃。
In other words, as soon as we finish our meal, there's no rice left on the plate.
我们吃完了以后，盘子里就空空了。And
as we look around,
但我们周围望的时候,
I observe that there are some people at other tables. They have finished their meal as well.
我们周围望的时候，发现有其他桌子上的人，他们也吃完了。
And as soon as they stood up, you can see still mounds of rice on their plate.
但是当他们站起来要走的时候，盘子里其实还有很多的饭。
I told my son, you know, look at the waste of food and rice on the other table.
然后那时候我跟我儿子讲说，不要像别人这样子浪费食物。
And I joke with my son, you know, if it's still clean, we can finish them.
我说如果你想的话，你可以帮他们把它吃完。
When we were still young, our parents always told us to clean up your plates.
当我们小的时候，我们父母都教训我们说，你碗里面的饭一定要吃完。
If you finish your meal, don't leave anything on the plate.
你吃完了，盘子里一定要是空的。
Make sure that your plate is clean.
你的碗里面要干干净净的。
And I told my children that thing as well, that whenever they eat, don't leave anything on your plate.
我也跟我的学生讲，吃饭的时候一定要吃完。
But we live in a culture that some people think that if you leave something on the plate, that is good.
但是我们有的时候有些文化里面觉得碗里要剩一点。
For example, in our culture here, if you're invited to a meal, you don't clean up your plate. You leave something to show that, you know, there's so much food that you have left something on the plate.
就像我们这边有些文化里面，当你被人家请去吃饭的时候，碗里要剩一点，就表示说我们有余。
In our time and our generation today, with all this food around us, I think I have learned to be like a glutton sometimes.
但是其实在这个文化里，有的时候我觉得我开始吃东西很贪吃。
But you cannot find me being like a glutton because it seems not to gain on me.
但是你现在你发现我不会那么贪吃，因为这个我已经过了那个时期了。
But in our world, in our society today, society seems to teach us that you should eat more and more.
但很多时候在我们在现代的文化里，很多时候我们越吃越多。
I think about this, I read through a scholar on how Jesus ate during his time.
然后有一次我就看，耶稣怎么吃饭呢？
According to Tim Chester in his book A Meal with Jesus,
他讲到说跟耶稣一起吃饭。
He says God incarnate ate.
他说那个神道成肉身，他吃饭。
But Jesus only ate two meals a day.
但似乎耶稣一天只吃两餐。
When he ate with the rich, he ate white bread.
当他跟那个有钱人吃饭的时候，他吃的是那个白的。
But most of the time, he ate barley, food for the poor.
但是就他吃小麦，但是他跟穷人一起的时候，他普通吃荞麦，吃最粗糙的东西。
Along with cheese, butter, and eggs.
然后。可能有一些奶酪啊，有一些蛋啊，这些的其他的。
And during the Sabbath, he may have eaten fish.
啊，有的时候他会吃鱼。
Of course, there was no tea or coffee.
那当然，在那个时候有很多，像我们东西，他们当时都没有。
Jesus could have drunk wine. He could have drunk wine.
他可能会喝一点酒。
But honey was the primary sweetener.
但是当时对他们来讲，蜂蜜可能是最主要的加味道的甜味的东西。
Pepper, ginger, and other spices were imported, and they were expensive.
当时像姜啊，其他这些东西呢，这些的香料呢，都是进口的，所以比较贵。
That was the diet of the God incarnate.
但是这个就是道成肉身的神他所吃的东西。
Today, if you ask me, I'm a picky person.
那他就问说：“那我们今天是不是很挑食呢
？”I don't like to eat some food. I only like certain food at times.
就是说，我们喜欢吃这个，不喜欢吃那个。
For me, for breakfast, for example, I only eat bread.
就像我早饭只吃面包。
I don't eat rice for breakfast.
我不喜欢吃饭。
And if you look at our family, we have different tastes.
然后你看我家里成员的话，我们每一个人想吃的东西都不一样。
Some people are allergic to something.
那有人就这个过敏。
Some people have preference for other food.
那另外一些人喜欢吃别的东西。
So if we talk about food, it's not easy to satisfy a person's need.
所以我们讲到食物的时候，很难说每一个人都很满足。
But we have to learn how to trust the Lord.For food and the food that we eat.
但我们需要信靠上帝，我每一天的饮食。
Because during the fall, our relationship with sin has our sin has made our relationship with food something that is sinful as well.
因为当我们堕落了以后，连我们吃什么，有的时候都会犯罪。
Today.Our craving for certain food is actually a distortion of our relationship to food.
就说今天我们可能特别的贪吃某一些的东西，这个其实是一个不自然也不正常的关系。
For example, someone said that food is treated as a fuel. Fuel, like gasoline fuel.
Okay. 就是有一些人认为食物就像燃料。
So, in some sense, we are not dependent on God anymore.
就是说，有的时候我们已经不再依靠上帝了。
Sometimes we look at food and it becomes our identity.
那有些人认为食物就是像我们代表我们的身份。
For example, food becomes a description of our lifestyle.
就是说，吃什么好像就代表我们的生活是什么样的。
Some will say, "Oh, I only eat healthy food. I only eat organic food."
那或者有一些人说，我只吃健康食品，我只吃最好的。
Today, as we look at John chapter 6,
今天如果我们来到约翰福音第六章的话
，I want to propose that food is not the most important thing in life.
那我想跟提醒大家，食物不是世界上最重要的东西。
But I'm going to propose that the bread of life, Jesus Himself, is the true source of our life.
但唯有耶稣生命之粮才是我们生命的源头。
That our life today is not dependent on food or any food at all.
我们的生命不是依靠食物。
But it is to have faith and trust in the Lord and to commune with Him.
而是信靠上帝，信靠主 来跟随他。
Now we don't have time to look at the chapter on John regarding the bread of life.
我没有时间细细的来读里面所有的东西。
It's quite a long chapter.
约翰福音第六章很长。
But as you are familiar with John chapter 6, you'll find along the way that Jesus introduced himself as the bread of life.
但是我们如果细看，我们会发现耶稣介绍他自己是生命的粮。
If you have your Bibles, kindly open to John chapter 6, and four times in this chapter, he introduces himself as the bread of life.
请打开约翰福音第六章，有这边有四次他介绍他自己是生命的粮。
In verse 35, he says, "I am the bread of life."
35节他讲我是生命的食物。
In verse 41, "I am the bread that came down from heaven."
他41节他讲到我从天上降下来的食物。
In verse 48, I am the bread of life.
48节又一次讲我是生命的食物。
In verse 51, as he says, I am the living bread.
51节我从天上降下来生命的食物。
So there are at least four times that Jesus introduced himself to the Jews that he was the bread of life.
所以四次耶稣讲对犹太人讲说他是生命的粮。
And as we think through this passage, it's important to think through how it is for us to trust in Him at all times.
所以我们可以反思一下，我们又如何信靠上帝
？You know, we are familiar with John chapter 6.
我们大家其实对约翰福音第六章都很熟。
But allow me to share with you some of my reflections as I read through this chapter.
那今天我想跟大家分享一下我对这一章经文的反思。
Remember, chapter 6 starts with the Passover.
第六章一开始是一个逾越节的开始。
And then Jesus was in a place in Galilee, at the other side of Tiberias.
然后当时耶稣在渡过加利利海到了比利亚海那边。
And thousands of people were following him.
然后那时候，成千上万的人跟在他后头。
For one simple reason.
为了一个很简单的原因。
They saw the signs that he performed.
他们看到他所行的神迹奇事。
So in other words, the reason why the crowd were following him is simply because they saw the signs.
他们跟着他，因为他们看到神迹了。
And when Jesus performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000.
当耶稣行了这个神迹，五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人的时候
，What came out as a result of that miracle？
这个整个神迹奇事的结果就是
，In the same chapter, the people saw the sign。
他这边讲到这些人看到神迹
，And the Bible says, indeed, they said, this is the prophet。
他们就说，哎呀，这个是一个先知。
But Jesus ran away from them. He hid from them.
但有趣的是，耶稣却离开他们，不向他们显现。
Why did he run away? Because they wanted him to be king.
他为什么要走开呢？因为这些人想立他做王。
Now look at the situation very carefully.
我们要仔细的想一想当时的处境。
If you were a Jew, you work for your food.
你要想一下，如果你是犹太人，当时的话，你要很辛苦才有东西吃。
Can you imagine? These people were there following Jesus, and they had nothing to eat.
然后这些人他们跟在耶稣后面，当时还没有东西吃。
In other words, in ordinary days, they had to work so that they can eat.
就是说，一般来讲，在普通的时候，他们要工作才有口粮。
Now here comes Jesus.
那现在来了一个耶稣。
And there were 5,000 of them, probably more than 10,000 of them.
啊，当时有成千上万的人。
And he fed them.
然后他居然可以喂他们。
And they're all filled.
然后他们都喂饱了。
And as a result of that, there were 12 baskets of leftover.
还有十二篮剩下来的。
Now, if you were one of the Jews, what would your response be to this miracle?
如果你是当时的一个犹太人，你的第一个反应是
？At last, for the first time in our lives, we don't have to work for food anymore.
好，我们这一生第一次不需要工作就有东西吃。
Let's make him king, and for the rest of our lives, we don't have to work for food anymore.
那让我们把他立作王，那从此以后我们再也不需要工作了。
But they only saw the sign.
他们看到了神迹。
They forgot the giver of the sign.
但他们看不到神迹后面的这个主。
So the story continues on.
所以这故事继续下去。
And the next day they wanted to look for him again.
第二天他们又来找他了。
And they discovered that he was another part of Galilee.
他发现他在加利利的另外一个地方。
So most of the people work hard to see Jesus.
那当时很多人很辛苦的来找他。
Some got on their boat, some of them walk around just to look for Jesus.
有一些用船，有一些用走路来寻找耶稣。
And if you look at the Bible, they say, Rabbi, when did you get here?
那他们问耶稣说，拉比，你几时到这边来的？
And in verse 26 of chapter 6, Jesus said to them, I assure you, you're looking for me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled.
26节耶稣回答，实在告诉你们，你们找我不是因为看见了神迹，而是因为吃饼得饱。
They saw the sign.
他们看到了神迹。
Can you imagine that for that day,Our stomach were filled.
然后他们那一天，他们肚子吃饱了。
In fact, we ate more than enough.
其实他们吃的可能多过是饱。
And if we continue to follow this Jesus, then there will be food at the table all the time.
他们认为只要跟随耶稣就可以吃饱。
But then Jesus offended them along the way.
但耶稣冒犯了他们。
And this is the theme of my sharing today.
所以今天这是我反思的核心思想。
Jesus said, "There's bread from heaven that you need."
他说，其实有从天上来的粮。
And that bread is a source of life.
而这个食物是生命的食物。
So you can see the conversation going between Jesus and the Jews or the so-called disciples.
所以整段里面，耶稣跟这些犹太人的对话里面。
For example, in verse 30, they say, "What sign then are you going to do so we may see and believe you? What are you going to perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, just as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat."
像三十六节里面，
verse 30, 31.
三十节里面，他们对耶稣说。你要行什么神迹，让我们看了就信你呢？你到底能够做什么呢？我们祖先在旷野吃过玛纳，正如经上说，他把他从天上来的食物赐给他们吃。
This brings us back to the Old Testament.
这一段要回到旧约了。
Remember the Exodus.
记得出埃及吗
？God's people have left Egypt.
神的子民当时离开了埃及。
And along the way, people get hungry.
在那旷野里面，他肚子就饿了。
So the first thing that people will complain is, you know, we're hungry.
然后他们就埋怨了，哎呀，我们肚子饿。
And you brought us out of this place just to leave us dead, to die here.
你们把我们从外面，从那边带进来，你们就想我们这边饿死吗？
And it's normal for people to think about their lives in Egypt.
似乎就很有趣，当时他们所记得的东西。
You know, in Egypt, we had everything.
他们说我们在埃及，我们什么都有。
Even though...We were slaves, but we had food on the table.
虽然我们是奴隶，但是呢，我们有东西吃。
Now we have freedom. We're in the wilderness, and there's no food.
但我们现在自由了，我们在旷野，但我们肚子饿了。
But we know that the Lord is a good provider.
但我们知道我们的主是一个供应的主。
And the Lord said, "Yes, starting tomorrow, you'll have food."
然后主说，好，明天开始你们会有东西吃。
And you have manna.
你们会有玛纳。
And people said, "What is this?"
然后那些人说，什么？
So when they saw this, they said, "What is this?"
他们看到了玛纳，他们说什么？
And that's the definition of what is this manna.
玛纳的意思其实就是什么？
So for the rest of their lives, they ate manna.
所以他们在这个旷野里面，他们就吃。
Next time when you see food on the table, when you ask, "What is this?" You know that it's manna.
那下次你如果看到台上你不知道是什么的，你知道那就是玛纳。
It's bread from heaven.
是天上来的粮。
But then the problem did not end there.
但是问题这边还没有完。
Because in their 40 years wandering in the desert,
因为他们在旷野里面走了四十年。
They never stopped complaining.
他们不断不断的埋怨。
And that's background in Numbers 11.
所以我们如果翻到民数记十一章的话。
If you have your Bibles, kindly open to Numbers chapter 11.
我们看一看民数记十一章的记载。
I'm sure you will see this description like us today.
好，其实我们看到这边，可能我们很容易认同。
And the people complained in the hearing of the Lord about their misfortunes. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some outlying parts of the camp.
第一节讲，人民发怨言，恶声达到耶和华的耳中，耶和华听见就发烈怒，耶和华的火就在他们中间焚烧，烧毁了营地的边界。
Jump to verse 4.
第四节。
Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving, and the people of Israel also wept again and said, "Oh, that we had meat to eat! We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at."
第四节，他们中间有些闲杂人就开始起了贪欲，甚至连以色列也哭着说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？我们记得在埃及的时候可以不花钱吃鱼，还有黄瓜，还有西瓜，还有韭菜、葱，还有蒜。现在我们心都枯干了，除了这玛纳之外，我们在眼前什么都没有。”
If you look at the NIV translate verse 6 this way: Now we have lost our appetite; we never see anything.But this manna.
如果第六节再直译的话，就是说我们现在没胃口了，因为我们除了玛纳什么都没有。
Can you imagine that whenever they saw manna, they were about to,
就是说他们看到玛纳呢，他们就吃不下了。
Seems that they were going to throw up just looking at manna every day.
似乎他们吃玛纳吃到厌烦了。
Can you imagine that bread from heaven?Free for them, and that they couldn't imagine themselves eating manna every day.
当时有天上的粮白白的赐给他们，他们却吃到已经觉得很厌烦。
You know, I like a comic strip by the title Baby Blues.
我喜欢有时候看卡通，看一些那个漫画。
In one of the comic strip, the two kids came down from waking up early in the morning.
这边讲到有两个小孩子早上出来。
As soon as they came down the stairs, they went to their parents straight up and said, "We have decided from today on, we only eat ice cream 3 times a day."
他们两个小孩子早上下来就对他们父母说：“我们已经决定了，从此开始呢，我们一天三餐都吃冰淇淋。
”And the mom said, "Are you sure you want to eat ice cream 3 times a day?"
然后他妈说：“你们肯定你们想一天三餐吃冰淇淋吗
？”And the kid said, "Let's have a vote." And the two raised their hands and said, "Yes, ice cream from today on, 3 times a day."
然后两小孩说：“让我们一起投票。”然后大家举手说：“好，我们三餐都要吃冰淇淋。
”And mother said, "Okay, 3 times a day, ice cream."
Okay, 那妈就说：“好吧。
”So the first day, wow, they were happy. Breakfast, ice cream. Lunch, ice cream. Dinner. Ice cream.
第一天他们很热，早上冰淇淋，中午冰淇淋，晚上冰淇淋。
The next day they woke up, they run, they were so excited running down. Ice cream, yay, breakfast.
然后第二天他们又很开心啊， 早餐吃冰淇淋了。
Lunch time, ice cream.
中饭又是冰淇淋。
But by dinner time, the sister said, "Oh, my stomach is grumbling."
然后到晚饭的时候，他们就啊，我肚子不舒服。
On the third day, they said, "No more ice cream for us."
啊，第三天就说我们不想吃冰淇淋了。
That's only 2 days.
那个只维持两天。
Imagine the Israelites, 40 days, all manna.
那想象的以色列人在旷野里面这么多年都是玛纳。
What's our problem today?
我们的问题在哪里？
Many times.We want food, right?
我们想要吃东西。
We want blessings from God.
我们希望上帝祝福我们。
But even if it's food from heaven,
就算从天上来的粮食，
sometimes we're still disgusted with the blessing that comes from God.
但有时候我们还是对这些祝福很厌烦。
You know, when Jesus talk about Him being the bread of life,
当耶稣讲到这个。生命的粮的时候
Jesus said, yes, you ate.
耶稣说是啊你们吃
了 You had manna in the Old Testament times.
你们在旧约的时候你们吃了玛纳
But today the true bread is now in your midst.
但今天真正的粮食现在在你们中间
if you eat the flesh and drink the blood of Christ, then that is true bread and true food.
当你吃我的肉喝我的血的时候这是真正生命的粮
When the Jews heard about this, they said, "This is a hard teaching."
那犹太人听了以后就说这个很难的接受。
In fact, Jesus offended them more.
其实耶稣当时冒犯了他。
Because when he said, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood," that was really offensive.
因为吃那个肉喝了血实在是太难接受了。
Nobody eats another person, right?
没有人去吃另外一个人。
And nobody drinks another person's blood.
也没有人喝别人血。
But more importantly, in the Old Testament, the Jews were not allowed to eat blood.
然后旧约的规定是犹太人是不可以喝血的。
So when Jesus said, "You eat my flesh and drink my blood," that was offensive.
所以当耶稣说吃我的肉喝我的血的时候，对犹太人来讲很大的冒犯。
They could have been blasphemy. They could have killed Jesus right at the place and time.
他们认为耶稣亵渎了，他们甚至那时候可能有各种的想法要除掉他。
But the Lord made it clear that even though they had manna, they forgot to whom the manna pointed to.
但是耶稣提醒他们，就算他们有玛纳，他们忘记了玛纳指向的是谁。
Food was important.
食物很重要。
But the giver of the food.It's more important.
但是供应食物的更重要。
Sometimes I think the who is better than what he did. The who, the person, than what he did.
这个供应者比这个供应更重要。
Manna was temporary.
玛纳不过是一时三刻。
But the bread of life is eternal.
但生命的粮是永远的。
So Jesus was saying to them, manna pointed to him.
所以耶稣说，玛纳其实指向他。
Manna came down from heaven.
玛纳从天而来。
And today, manna has come down from heaven again.
而今天玛纳的确从天上降下来。
In the Old Testament times, Jesus sent manna to them.
在旧约的时候，神给他们玛纳。
Now Jesus has sent manna to them.
而现在真正的玛纳来了。
And that is Jesus Christ himself.
就是耶稣基督自己。
Manna gave life to the Israelites in the Old Testament.
玛纳在旧约里面给了这些以色列人他们的生命。
But Jesus gives life to the world.
但是耶稣会把生命给这个世界。
Manna filled the stomach for a little while.
玛纳使我们一时肚子饱了。
But the living bread gives us eternal life.
但是生命的粮是给我们永远的生命。
Because the cost of God's bread in God's kingdom is free.
因为我们是白白的进入上帝的国度。
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
耶稣说我是生命的粮。
I am the bread of life that the Father has sent to this world.
我是生命的粮，父从天上赐下。
And he said, "If you feed on me,"
如果你吃我
then you live forever.
你也会有永远的生命。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes I'm guilty of not understanding food at all.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们不了解食物。
Many times we are thankful for the food that is set before us.
很多时候我们感谢台上的食物。
I'm sure that from Monday to Friday, when we go to the dining hall, we stand before the table and someone says a Thanksgiving prayer.
我们讲往往在星期一、星期五，我们在餐厅里面吃饭的时候，我们会为我们的台上食物谢恩。
And many times, yeah, we say in our heart we're thankful for the food set before us.
对，我们嘴巴里讲说我们很感谢有食物。
But many times, as soon as we open our eyes,
但很多时候我们眼睛张开了以后
we immediately complain.
我们就开始埋怨。
And like me, I would say, not again.
有的时候我说又是这一个。
Not again, the same food.
哦，又是这一个，又吃过了这个。
I'm guilty of that.
我其实很多时候都在这上面犯罪了。
So many times, even when we say a Thanksgiving prayer, but it deep in our heart, we're not really that thankful.
虽然我们嘴巴里在谢恩，但我们心里并没有谢恩。
What does Jesus mean when he says, "Feed on me"?
当耶稣讲说你们要吃我的肉的时候，他什么意思呢？
Jesus said, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you do not have life in yourselves."
除非你吃人子的肉，喝他的血，你没有生命。
In verse 54 of that chapter, "Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, because my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink."
在五十四节讲，耶稣说：“吃我的肉，喝我的血的，就有永生。在末日，我要使他复活，因为我的肉是真正的食物，我的血是真正的饮料。”
What does it mean then to be thankful?
什么叫做感恩？
If you look at chapter 6 of John,
我们如果看约翰福音第六章的话，
twice in this chapter, Jesus, the word gave thanks or had given thanks occur.
这里面有两次讲到感谢恩。
When the 2 loaves of bread and 5 fish were brought to Jesus,
当五饼二鱼带到耶稣面前的时候，
the Bible says, when Jesus had given thanks, the food was distributed.
里面讲到耶稣为这些五饼二鱼谢恩之后，食物就分给了大家。
In the same chapter, the Jews also went back to the place where Jesus had given thanks for the food.
而这边又讲到耶稣回到他谢恩的地方。
In other words, then, even the Son of Man himself, God himself, manna himself, the bread of life, gave thanks for the food before him.
换句话说，耶稣这个生命的粮，这个玛纳，都谢恩。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, what does it mean for me then?
那这个对我来讲有什么意义？
Because if you think of this phrase carefully,
因为我们如果想仔细的思考这一句话
remember John mentions the Passover.
记得这个是在逾越节的节期时间。
Remember in the next Passover.
记得下一次的逾越节。
When Jesus was about to be betrayed.
当时耶稣将会被背叛。
The Lord instituted the Last Supper.
而当时他也设立了最后的晚餐。
In the same manner, he said, "This is my blood. This is my flesh."
他讲到玛纳，讲到这是我的肉，我的血。
But in the same manner, he also mentioned the phrase, "When he had given thanks."
同样的，他也为了当时的食物和这是他谢恩，这是我的肉，这是我的血。
As I reflect through the bread of life and the meaning of the bread of life in our lives today.
当我反思一下生命的粮在我们生命里面的意义的时候
There's actually one way to be thankful for the bread of life.
有方法可以为这个感谢。
I call this Christ and the sacrament.
这个就是基督跟这个圣礼。
Sometimes in the evangelical world, we try to refrain using the word sacrament.
有的时候在福音派里面，我们有时候不喜欢圣礼这个字。
Or probably the word Eucharist.
或者感恩，或者是更好的字。
But if you look at the Greek, Jesus actually used the verbal form of Eucharisteo or Eucharist, giving thanks.
但是耶稣其实他用这个感恩的字用了很多次。
In other words, then, our feeding of Christ is actually a very important part of our Christian life today.
其实就表示我们这个主餐，这个圣餐，其实我们基督徒生命里面很重要的一部分。
Because the Lord said, "My flesh and my blood is true food."
因为耶稣说，我的肉，我的血是真正的食物。
The food that you eat today is literal food.
我们今天吃的食物是一个物质上的食物。
And sometimes food is really a problem in our lives.
有的时候我们在我们的生活里面，食物真的是很麻烦的一件事情。
A wife said that it seems that all through the day, thought for food engrosses her mind.
有的时候我们就说，思考上的食物在我们的脑海里。
She thinks about breakfast for her husband, for her children.
因为早上她就要思考，我拿什么来给我老公、给我孩子吃。
After breakfast, she thinks about what to prepare for lunch.
早饭吃完了，就开始想中饭要吃什么。
And after lunch, think about what has she to prepare for dinner.
然后中饭吃完，就开始要准备晚饭了。
And it seems that all through the day, it's about food and food and food.
是我一整天从早到晚想的就是吃什么。
It's like me in the Philippines, in our culture today.
有点像我今天在菲律宾的文化里面。
Sometimes you don't just eat three meals a day.
有的时候我们一天不是吃三餐。
Maybe we eat five times a day or six times a day.
有的时候一天要吃五次、六次。
Breakfast.
早饭
snack,
中午要吃点心
lunch,
中饭
snack,
点心
dinner,
晚饭
and late night snack,
宵夜
You eat six times a day,
一天要吃六趟
Sometimes you eat five times a day,
有的时候少一点五趟
But we eat all the time, right?
我们一天到晚在吃
And we are truly Chinese because we eat all the time.
这个是非常的华人的东西，我们喜欢吃
Food is always in our mind.
一天到我们想的就是吃。
But according to scholar,
但有一个学者说
real food and real drink is the manna from heaven, and that's Jesus.
但真正的食物是耶稣从天上来的粮。
It sounds strange to us today.
对我们来讲，今天可能想起来有点怪。
What does it mean to feed on Jesus?
吃耶稣到底什么意思？
Well,Probably John Calvin can help us at this point.
或者这边有一些东西可以帮我们。
According to John Calvin, food is Jesus Christ himself.
根据加尔文，耶稣基督是真正的这个食物。
We only find life in Christ when we seek the substance of Christ in his flesh.
我们只能得到耶稣为食物，当我们在他里面得到满足，得到生命的供应。
We must feed on the word.
我们必须要吃上帝的话语。
But Calvin adds, we must also feed upon Jesus too, on himself, who offers himself and all his benefits to us.
我们也要吃所有耶稣供应给我们的。
And where does he offer this to us?
他供应了什么给我们呢?
In the Lord's Supper.
就是圣餐。
Every time we partake of the Lord's Supper, it's not merely a remembrance of what Jesus did for us.
每一次当我们领圣餐的时候，不是只是回忆耶稣做了什么。
But for Calvin, the Lord's Supper is also a way of strengthening our faith in Him.
对加尔文来讲，圣餐也是一个坚固我们信心的方法。
Because when we feed on Him, it shows our being bound to Him, our union with Christ.
当我们吃耶稣在圣餐领圣餐的时候，表示我们跟他的关系。
Now, why did Jesus perform the miracle?
耶稣在什么地方
When he asked, how should we feed the 5,000?
这个神迹呢？什么地方行这个五饼二鱼的神迹呢？
When he asked, how should we feed the 5,000 people?
当他问说，我们怎么喂饱五千人呢？
The Bible said he already knew what he was going to do.
但耶稣在圣经讲，耶稣已经知道他要做什么。
But it was to test his disciples.
他问问题，为了要考一下他的学生。
To test their faith in him.
要考验一下他们的信心。
To test if the 12 were truly true disciples of his.
要考验一下这个跟着他的这十二门徒是否真的是相信。
So that towards the end of the chapter.
所以在这一章的最后的时候
When the Jews left him,
当这些犹太人跑掉了
，because they were offended of the word，
因为他们觉得很冒犯。
He asked the twelve，
他转过来问他的这个十二个门徒
，How about you？
你们呢
？Are you leaving as well？
你们是否也要走掉
？And Peter said， Lord， you have the words of eternal life。
当时彼得说，主啊，你有生命的粮。
That's a good news that we have today。
这个对我们来讲很重要。
When Jesus performed the miracle, it's not the food alone.
当耶稣行神迹奇事，不是只是说食物。
But it's a substance that he's showing to us.
但是这个里面包含了给我们的本质。
The good news that we can have eternal life in him.
我们可以有永生。
The good news that he's the giver of life.
我们的这个好消息就是耶稣是这个供应者。
The good news that if we feed on him, our faith in him will be strengthened.
当我们真的享用这个供应的时候，我们的信心可以得到坚固。
At times when you look at the Lord's Supper, it can also be considered as a sacrament.
当我们看圣餐的时候，是一个圣礼。
It's a means of grace.
是一个让我们得到恩典的方法。
That when we eat of the bread and drink of the cup,
当我们吃这个饼喝这个杯的时候
there is real fellowship with Christ.
我们与耶稣基督一起团契
And because of that feeding on Christ,
因为我们享用这一个圣餐
we look forward to that future eschatological feast that we will sit with Christ in heaven.
我们就盼望这个未来真正的这个宴席。
And that's the reason why we have the Lord's Supper.
这是为什么我们有圣餐。
Because the Lord's Supper strengthens our faith every time we partake of the elements of the Lord's Supper.
因为圣餐让我们每一次来的时候，我们信心得到坚固。
And yet at the same time, we look forward to that great feast when we shall sit on the table with Christ himself.
但同时我们盼望未来我们最后将要跟主耶稣基督坐在一起。
When we sit with him,And sit with him forevermore.
当时我们会永远的跟他坐在一起。
Now food is good.
食物很好。
Food can fill our stomach.
食物可以让我们吃饱。
But many times we don't need food that much.
但很多时候其实我们不需要这么多食物。
We need to feed on the word.
我们更需要神的话语。
And we need to feed on Christ himself.
我们需要耶稣基督的供应。
And as we feed more on him, we are reminded again and again that the important thing in life is not food.
当我们真的享受耶稣基督的生命的时候，我们记得生命里最重要的不是食物。
But the true food that Jesus gives to us.
但真正的食物就是耶稣基督供应给我们的。
May God bless us.
愿上帝祝福我们。